Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Second date update.
If you're getting ghosted by a girl, guys are kind of in a tough spot. Because you want to be respectful to them, but also show some initiative to let them know that you're interested.
Right. Yeah, and it's a fine line for sure.
Absolutely. At least till they file the restraining order. Well, I mean, how else is she going to know?
That is not a fine line,
that
Jeff. That
you're
is
into
obvious.
Her.
That's an obvious line. And
restraining's right. I can't restrain my love for you.
One of our listeners, John, wasn't getting a text back after his date. So he got creative with how to get her response, and he's on the phone with us right now. So, John, why don't you just give us the text that you sent to this girl? I want to hear only the text.
Wait, this is the text he got ghosted from?
No, the last text that you sent to get creative to get a response back.
Okay, God.
What did you send her?
I'm sorry. Your setup made me think that he was going to be outside in a bush somewhere, hiding outside of her house.
Texas, I see you.
Yeah, okay, sorry.
What was your last text?
Yeah, I said, I've noticed you're not responding. If you want to see your family again, you will text me back.
Oh!
No, you didn't. Oh. Tell me you're joking.
Yeah, or tell me you had been joking back and forth the whole time.
Yeah, had you already joked about a missing family?
I personally hope he's serious with it. I mean, that would show how interested he truly was.
Dude,
well, my grocery bills have gone up since our family's been in my apartment, but
okay.
No, I'm just
joking.
Okay.
You're kidding. A real kidnapper would not be saying this.
Was it already an inside joke between you two?
That's a good question.
Not exactly.
Oh.
No.
How are you not at a police station right now? I would have called the cops on you in 2 seconds.
Okay, maybe it was wrong for us to start at the very end of the story. Let's go back to the beginning, and maybe it makes sense.
When the family's still where they're supposed to be.
Yeah. So let's start with how you met this girl. What's her name, by the way?
Cece.
Okay, and how'd you meet Cece?
We were on a dating app.
All right.
Tinder.
Yeah. All right. Nice. Oh, great.
Not too unique.
Yeah.
Is that what you told her?
Yeah, not too unique.
Nothing too special about you. I guess we should go out.
I mean, you sound funny. Like, how did you strike up a conversation with her on Tinder?
You know what? She had a picture of her skydiving, so I had done that in the past.
That's so relatable. Anytime I've ever met someone that skydives and then they meet somebody else, they're like, oh, yeah, how was your jump? How was your jump? How many hours have you clocked in the clouds?
Jose sounds he's really romantically into it.
I would never do that. So.
Yeah.
Jose, you do skydive all the time in your Fortnite video game out of the plane to dive in.
It is different when you jump from the bus, but I close my eyes.
Fortnite, you do?
Yeah, even on the game. Yeah.
All right. We all have our interests. You bonded with Cece over that. What'd you guys do for your date?
We just went out for drinks. I really wanted to get to know her, so I went to a quiet spot where I could talk to her a little bit.
And find out about her family and where they live, what their schedule is.
Take notes.
Okay. How did drinks go?
I mean, it went well. Eventually, she needed to go get a phone charger because the phone was about to die, so I took her to get the charger.
Oh, that's clutch.
Okay. Oh, okay. You went and bought one?
Yeah.
Then you go to like a 7-Eleven somewhere.
Yeah,
right?
Totally. And what's nice about that is you extend the date, right? Plus, you're a hero.
Yeah, you're helping.
True.
Yeah, it's sort of what happens. She went to go to the drugstore and was like sort of close to my place, so I was like, while we're here, do you just want to check out my spot?
Yep.
And she agreed, so.
Oh, she agreed.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah, I was driving, so I drove to the closest one by my house, you know.
Oh, so you planned
okay.
it.
Okay.
I see.
Got it.
I know exactly where to get a charger.
That's weird. I have outlets in my home that could use a charger put into them.
Yeah,
it's a strange coincidence. Okay, so she went back with you.
Yeah, she did.
What was that like?
So she came over to my place, and I made a couple of cocktails, you know, tried to impress her with that. And
nice.
I can buy them and I can make them.
Dude, I am always impressed when people can make, like, a real cocktail at home and they have the things.
An actual mixer shaker in your apartment or your house.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and then we talked about our bucket list stuff, you know, just some deeper conversations.
That's always fun. Right? Or, like, what would you do if you won the lottery right now? Like, those are fun conversations.
Well, and you guys have already skydived, so that's off the list, you know?
Trying to discuss which family member do you like the least? Which family member's worth the most money, in your humble opinion?
If one went missing.
Yeah.
So that sounds like fun.
Okay.
So,
what's the problem now?
Yeah. Did she stay the night?
Yeah, she did. So it went well, and
oh my gosh.
Okay.
You know, she just left her charger here, so that's what I was trying to use to end back into talking to her.
Oh.
Like she has to come back for the charger.
Well, maybe she's not texting back because the phone's dead. Oh. She doesn't have the charger. Do you see?
You know what? I shouldn't have committed kidnapping.
Yeah. So lead us to the point of, like, how did you send that joke text about her family? How'd you get there?
Yeah.
So I sent her a text about the charger, and then she didn't respond. And then I just sent her another text about, like, hey, what's up? And no response.
Huh.
Yeah, I wouldn't respond to that one either.
He liked that. You thought that was funny.
And now...
Okay.
And so then I sent her the joke one that you guys know what I said.
The kidnap your family joke, okay.
Yeah, and then an hour later, I sent another text just saying I'm joking, and then there was no response to that either.
Clarified.
I mean, I think she probably knew you were joking, but, you know.
Why do you even want to go out with this girl if she doesn't get your sense of humor?
We just had so much in common. We had a great time. So I'm like, why'd you come over to my place if you didn't like me? Yeah. I don't understand why there's so many mixed signals right now.
Yeah.
Use you just for the electricity in your outlets?
Yeah,
like,
but
that's
I mean, getting your phone charged is pretty important.
But she left the charger. Yeah. It obviously wasn't that important to her.
True.
It's almost like she was planning on coming back, if anything.
Yeah.
Maybe. I mean, we're going to find out when we come back. We'll call Cece for you, make sure her family's okay, and then try and get you a second date update right after this.
Would be important to confirm.
Yeah, we're just going to check. Yeah. Hold on.
Second date update.
If you're just joining us, our listener John is confused because he went to drinks with a woman named Cece. They picked up a charger for her dying phone and after that spent the entire evening over at his place till she left the next day.
Ooh.
But
this is a good thing.
Now Cece's not responding and we don't know why. And John, in no way do I want you to think that this has anything to do with your romantic skills in the bedroom, okay? Even though Brooke wrote it down on a piece of paper and passed it to me while giggling uncontrollably, I don't want you to think that. Even though Jose and Alexis both went online and tweeted that they think it's that, I just don't want you to think it.
I think she enjoyed herself thoroughly, and I think... Those are all misconceptions.
That's the spirit, John. Don't let reality ever set in on your life. We're just kidding, by the way. Just like the way you were kidding about the family abduction text that you sent her, trying to get her to respond to you.
She never even gave you a ha-ha on that one.
These are all risky jokes, is what we're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like you guys are being more truthful than I was in what your thoughts were.
Okay, someone's confessing a little bit too much, I think.
Yep, okay. I mean, these are always weird ones because I honestly don't know we don't know what she's going to say. It could be anything.
Yeah, that would really defeat the purpose of the call if we knew what she was going to say.
Sometimes you can tell, like, what someone did wrong. Like, this could be
the text is a start.
Well,
that's true.
She was already not texting him back by the time he sent that. I think that the nail in the coffin is. Already been laid.
Even more anticlimactic, sometimes it's just like, I had a fun night and that's all I wanted. And that's
the
answer.
Yeah. But in our mind, you've done absolutely nothing wrong, okay, John?
That's not what we said at all.
There is zero working against you right now. You're the perfect man, and I believe that firmly while we dial her number.
Okay.
Do I need to pass you another note?
No, keep your notes over there. Let's wait till we get her on the phone. Here we go.
Hello?
Hey, we're looking for Cece.
Yeah, this is her.
Hey. You don't have to sound too excited, Cece.
Well, she doesn't know who's calling. Uh-oh.
This is a good day for you because you're on the radio right now with Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi,
Cece.
Come on. Where's the energy,
Oh, my
Cece?
God. I kind of like her already.
Doesn't care.
Are you in a bad mood because something's going on with your family?
Don't say that.
Oh,
what?
The family.
What are you doing?
No, I'm being called by a radio station. It's a little weird.
I'll admit that.
Your mood's fine.
But we're doing something, maybe to clear things up here for you. We're doing something called a second date update, and we're trying to help one of our listeners out to get a hold of you. It's a guy that you went out on a date with recently named John.
Okay.
John, who still has your cell phone charger, John?
Okay, it's weird he's telling you stuff. Okay.
That's kind of something that we do here. And the reason why I brought up the family thing earlier is because he told us about the text message that he sent you. The joke about, you know, if you don't respond, you'll never see your family again or something like that.
Yeah, that was funny, right?
Yeah.
Funny. We laughed.
What did you think?
Out of everybody, Brooke laughed the hardest in this entire room.
It was a bold move. We'll say that. What did you think when you read that, Cece?
I honestly thought it was hilarious.
Oh, you did?
You did.
Hey.
Okay. Well, if that's true, then why didn't you respond?
I honestly just don't want to lead him on.
Oh.
He's a funny guy. Just texting back, you know, even that kind of just another opening, you know?
Well, and as a funny guy, you're doing the right thing, because the second you LOL back, we're going to just keep going.
It is exhausting.
But,
yeah. Someone else was actually complimented as being funny, and Jose even used that as an opening.
Yeah. Why didn't Jeff doesn't text our group back?
Yeah.
Well, don't you think that leading him on would ensue, like, going back to his place and spending the night? Isn't that kind of leading him on?
Well, maybe you liked him at that point.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, we had a great time. It was super fun. I had a lot of fun with him. I just...
Is there something you're not telling us?
You just wanted a one-night thing?
Honestly, the tough part is I had such a good time with him. I honestly was waking up in the morning and I thought that going on some more dates, it could honestly be something like.
Actually, oh my gosh.
Like, yeah, leading to. Yeah, I really liked him.
So, wait, are you just like.
These all sound good. I don't understand. Are you nervous because it was too good and you think you'll never be able to match that level of greatness on a date ever again? I mean, I hear that about me all the time. I don't usually hear about other guys, though.
This is really a classic Jeff scenario.
So what's going on?
I honestly wish that it was something like self-involved as that, I guess. But it's honestly, so it sounds like he told you that I went to his house. I slept over. And in the morning, I went to the bathroom and he had like one of those like fancy heated toilet seats.
Oh, God. Those are so nice in the morning, aren't they?
Warm.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Why is that important that we need to know that?
So I go back to the bedroom and like he's already up. We're about to like probably make breakfast or get on with our days. I'm getting dressed. And I was like, dude, I was like, that toilet is elite. I was like, that is so awesome. Having a heated toilet.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he said that he doesn't have a heated toilet.
Huh?
What?
Oh. What do you mean he doesn't have a heated toilet?
What does
you were
that
just
mean?
On it.
So I suppose maybe it was hot from the person who had used it before me, but it was like I thought it was technology making it that hot.
Oh, oh. Like he had been sitting there for a while before you went into the bathroom.
Or somebody else had.
I can't imagine how hot somebody would have to be to have the seat be that hot when I got to it.
So you're saying John is hot?
Yeah.
I don't know, y'all. I feel like honestly awful, but it's like it's an ick. I literally can't get over it, and I feel so guilty. I'm like, I just, it's not worth like hurting him and being weird.
Yeah.
And just spending that long in there, like that's an ick. I feel like, even though
especially when you have a girl in your bedroom.
Yeah.
But like he wasn't even in there long.
No, not when you have a girl over.
Oh, he wasn't in there long? Oh.
He was next to me in bed when I got up to go to the bathroom, and I hadn't seen him go to the bathroom. So it's like, how long ago? Or just still be scalding hot.
Wait,
well, you slept next to him. Was he a hot sleeper? Like, we have a lot of questions.
No.
Okay. He's kind of like heat radiating from his butt.
I don't know how your ears feel, if they're feeling a little bit warm right now, because John is actually on the line, too. So maybe you're feeling that.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. He's about to butt in.
Yeah. John.
Oh, my God. Horrifying.
Can I ask you a question? Your ick is a guy using the bathroom before you. That's your ick? Like,
it's not my ick at all. No, it's how hot the seat was. It was so weird.
piping hot.
Are you a sweaty guy? You run hot there, John?
I mean, I do, but, like, that's my butt with the assist. You have, like, a nice warm toilet.
I'm not even saying that. That's what I'm saying. I didn't want to, like, hurt your feelings. Like, you're awesome. I don't want to, like, make you feel weird about it. I'm like, I'm the one who feels, I don't know what it is. It's like, in my head. I can't, like, ingrained, like, how hot it was. Like, I thought you had had technology making your seat hot.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it really is a problem for you.
John, do you ever notice that your underwear is, like, melting down from, like, through your pant legs?
He's like, I don't need seat warmers in my car.
No, you treat me like I'm the Human Torch. Like, I don't know, just like a normal person using the bathroom here. Like, it's not.
I know. And I have such a I just feel. This is what I didn't want to do. I didn't want to have to make you even, like, question how hot your butt was. Like,
Cece, there's no way you can work through this. Like, yeah, sure. Maybe in that moment it was an ick. But, like, what about from now on? You always get to use the restroom first. No. You know?
That feels like a good
compromise.
Something that all relationships have to do, like schedule who goes to the bathroom when.
Or just, you know, eventually down the road, you just get someplace with two toilets. I don't know.
Oh my God. That's going to be a problem.
I mean, you already have to schedule it if you live with a man. Let's be honest. Like, you guys spend so much time in there.
I mean, it does seem like, Cece, this is a lot to leave a guy who he had such a great time with, had a huge connection with. You're going to give all of that up because the toilet seat was a little warm?
Well, now am I the weird? Now does even ick that I had an ick about the hot seat? Like, I
think you're overthinking this, Cece.
Yeah.
I think you're thinking way too hard about the ick.
Yeah.
Like, what about the good parts? What's the opposite of ick? Like,
Brooke's trying to solve the issue for you over here, but John, do you have any ideas, any solutions in your mind?
Yeah, I'll just buy a toilet seat warmer so you'll never know when I use it.
Get one.
See, and
they
that,
are really clutch, honestly.
And that, you know, regardless if that's a real solution, that's funny, Cece. He's a funny guy. He's a good time.
Yeah.
And he has solutions, too, to the problems. I think, personally, you should see him for another date, a date that we would pay for if you're willing to go out with him one more time.
I would very much be willing to go out on another date now that you guys bridged all of this and I didn't have to hide my shame.
All right.
Congratulations, John. You can release her mother now out of your custody.
Yeah. The family's free.
I'll do it, but I'm keeping her sister.
Wait a minute. Okay. John, that's not funny.
You took a little too far there, bud.
Oh, man.
There's a line that comes
across. Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
It's funny. I feel like ladies have a lot more random icks when it comes to dating than guys do.
Yeah, for sure. It's actually funny nowadays.
We're just in more of a power position where I think we can.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
You know, like there's
the
more
power's
options
gone
out
to your
there.
Head.
I think the ick has always happened, but girls have a word for it now.
Yeah, I mean, if that happened to me with a warm toilet seat, personally, I wouldn't be grossed out by that. Alexis said she could understand the ick and that he's probably been on it for a long time.
Alexis likes to imagine that no one actually goes to the bathroom.
Yeah, that's also true. This is not my topic.
I'm just asking all the women out there to lower your ick tolerance, please. Be a little bit more understanding of all the things that guys go through, things that we put up with you guys.
Yeah.
Is him saying that giving you the ick a little?
It is. It's like turning me off.
Yeah.
Oh, you're so kind of.
It feels like,
I don't like it.
A little thirsty. Oh,
you guys are just perfect, aren't you? I don't know what they're going to call
you
this second date update.
Exactly.
If they're going to call this Hot Bottom Boys or whatever it is. But you can go check it out on our podcast, wherever you get yours, unless you don't want to get the ick.
Yeah.
Check it out at Brooke and Jeffrey.
Too late.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.